Oh, you know what though? I met a guy in Sacramento. This is great. This is what sucks about being married. People want to give you advice, like terrible advice. And I met this guy in Sacramento, and he was like, "Hey, man," I don't know why his mouth was really loose, like a slack jaw.
Hey, man, you know what you need to do? You need to take your wife to one of these sex toy parties, man. Get it spicy.
First of all, I'm not sending my wife to a dick replacement party, sir. I'll stand tall, okay? I'll make this work out. God gave me this, I'll make it work out. I need to send my wife looking for pleasure other places. Secondly, what if I told my wife, "Hey, hon, Brian's having a jack-off party. You know, we're so all gonna go over technique, drink some Pinot Gris. You cool with that?" No, she wouldn't be cool with that. It's a double standard. You guys get to do it and drink some champagne and get a rabbit that matches your purse, and it's all fun and games. I try to go to a jack-off party, people look at me like I'm a pervert, all right? That's not right. And it reminded me of this one time I had a one-night stand, really nice girl, she was really sweet, actually. And she brought me up to her place, and she goes, "Please have a seat." And I sat down, I'm thinking, great, sit down, let's do this. She goes, "Just excuse me for a minute, I'm gonna go to the back." I go, "Okay." She goes to the back, I'm like, "Yeah." You know how chefs carry around a flapjack and a knife? It's like their thing. They don't leave you anywhere without those knives. Those are those knives. Any restaurant they're in, they bring these knives, yes? So, this woman came out with a flap jacket filled with dildos, just all across the board. And she throws them on the table, and they're like, it's like so heavy, the table's like, do. And I'm in awe, and I look at it, and I'm like, "Miss," because I'm terrified. "Miss, if this is your regular artillery, I got a feeling you're not gonna feel anything we're gonna do tonight. If this is the damage you're doing, this is some heavy duty shit. I'm not scared, but I'm just letting you know, I have some worries, I guess, that you might be numb. Like I could kick your clit like De Niro in Goodfellas." Like, nothing. I'm out, nothing. And this is the stuff I talk about. So my wife is smart. Before we go to any social event, she'll warn me. She'll be like, if there's a unique looking person, she'll be go, "Before we go to Joe's barbecue tomorrow," she gets real diplomatic, her voice, "I just want to give the heads up. Joe's brother has a small arm." And I'm like, whoa, time out. What do you think I'm going to say to this poor guy? Because now I'm getting insecure about a relationship. Like, bitch, you married me. What kind of awful person am I that you think I'm going to say something to this poor guy? This guy is disabled. He can't control that. He's invited me into his home. And now I'm envisioning awful shit. Like me kicking the door open like, "Yo, T-Rex! Flip them ribs! Flip them ribs! With your weird, freaky, flip of teeth! But don't touch none of the food with that little ass hand. If I catch little hand, I'm coming back, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. I'm gonna slap you first, right, then left." You guys have been awesome. Let's get this going with Lux, huh? All right. Saving the best for last. I was fortunate enough to be able to work with this fine woman. She models for Suicide Girls. She's pinup. She's been published all over the world. She's very, very successful, and she was nice enough to come with us tonight and share her experiences on social media. This is what we do on the podcast. We're doing it live. We're gonna go over a couple of things that she's been through. She's gonna give you a couple tips, and we'll be out of here in a few. Are we ready for this? Are we ready? Can I hear you? Are you ready? Without any further ado, Lux Suicide, please come to the stage. And here she comes. Here she comes. Lux Suicide, looking fine. Yeah, girl. You good? There you go, right there. Give it up for that outfit. It's a very nice outfit. I'm not gonna look, because I'm not gonna objectify anybody. I'm all about the rights, okay? I'm gonna keep it classy up here. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. If you look up on your screens, how are you doing, Lux? You wanna say hi to your people? I just did 35 minutes of great jokes, and she got more of an applause than I got the whole time. If you want to just lay right here, you salty dog, just lay right here. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Lux was nice enough to go through all of her DMs across social media, and I was able to pick out the most creepy ones. All right? So should we do the first one? Let's do it. Flip it, Cheryl. Okay, all right. So this, I'm going to read it to some of you who can't read that far. We can come over here too. This is the work creep, okay? The work creep is someone that tries to engage with a work opportunity and then loses his mind once he says yes. So this guy asked Lux to be on a show.
Yeah, he wanted me to.
Not this show, a different show. Okay, relax.
A different radio show. He wanted me to come on to his show. And at first he kept it professional, and then he lost his shit.
So here's how he lost his shit. It's already set up that the interview is going to happen. She said she'll do it. He sends this. Send me some of your ass shot pics. Wow. I swear that ass is sweet. Sheesh. I'm reading like that because that's how he sounds in my head. He doesn't sound like, wow, that ass is sure sweet. Oh, sheesh, that ass. All right, so she has not responded at this point, okay? Oddly enough, she hasn't jumped to that.
I was going to go on the show, and I thought it was like, all right.
When he sent that first one.
I looked at the following, and I listened to a little show, and I was like, all right, they're legit.
But when you saw that message, what did you think then?
I got scared.
You got scared. So you're just scared at this point.
Right.
Okay, so she has not responded. Here's his next one. Your man is lucky ASF, as fuck. So your man is very lucky.
Right, so he's implying that I have a man.
He's implying, because that's the move, right? Guys do this. We go, your man must be very lucky. In hopes that you say, I don't have a man, and I'm dying for you to be inside me. Right. We never get that response.
I was not going down that road.
You were not going down that road. Okay, so now she hasn't responded, because he's saying one more thing. He has something left in the tank. He says, my tongue, and then the tongue emoji, because he's classy like that. My tongue would wake up all in it if it was mines. Now, I don't know this man, but the word mines signifies a lot. It's a true meaning of all up in it, right? Does anybody in here use mines on a regular basis? Can you tell me how thick that is? It's a difficult one. So now she's really scared at this point, because now you're envisioning his tongue all up in yours, which is mines.
Having
you go just sit here and do the show the whole time? Yeah, I get it. So now he's mad. She's not responding. He goes, hey, so you going to do the interview with us? Like, that's literally his next response. So now we're going to work together or what? Let's set this place on fire. And then she goes, smart, nah, I'm going to pass. And this is a shitty guy move. Okay, cool. I was only JKing earlier. Oh, you were just joking about tasting mines and making it yours, right? Why do people do that? Then he writes again, but okay, thank you. That's how he ends it.
Now he wants to be special again.
He's a pro. Next slide. All right, so that's the creep. That's one creep. The lonely creep. Okay, the lonely creep refuses to believe someone won't talk to him, then decides to tell said person they promise not to be a creep if they speak back. All right? So this guy is getting no response. Can you talk? Would you like to talk? Are you a talking girl? Can you talk, hon? Are you busy or can you talk? Or would I like to talk to you? Please say something. Please! Please say something! I need it! Hello? Are you a talking girl? Could we please talk? I won't be creepy if that's why you're not answering me. I won't be creepy.
This is everyday life, you guys. You have no idea.
All right, next slide. That guy said it all. Can you talk? Come on, man, can you talk? But can you holler? Let me holler at you. This is the talk to himself creep. This is the creep that creates a convo in someone else's inbox with himself and hopes to trick the person like they've been talking for days. So this guy's basically having a conversation with himself. He says to her, it's about time, beautiful. Why would he say that? Did you say something to him at all? So it's just him starting the conversation with, it's about time.
I accepted the DM.
Ah.
I read it.
So not even a response, just the clearance to read the message, he's getting pumped. It's about time, beautiful. You don't like to respond. How are you? No response from Lux, no response. I wish you would have told me. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I wish you would have told me you were a Pisces. Like, is he just starting, he's building momentum. You really do read code very well. You must really know this shit. You're fluent in creep. So no response. Now we're going on 2 days later. 2 days later. Hi, sweetheart. Remember me, your old friend? Remember way back when? It was about time. That was me. Remember when it was about that time? It was about that time again, girl. Nothing. A month and a half later. God bless your sexy.
Been an asshole.
Next slide. All right, this is the one response, shoot their wad creep. This is the kind of creep, he gets one response and he just blows the wad right away. He loses his mind, okay? So he says to her, where are you from? Like NNY? Ha ha ha, okay? Lux says, because she's scarred, she says, I appreciate you sending a face pic and not a dick pic, LOL. I live in Westchester, so you're being nice.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of his face. I was like, all right, now I know what you look like.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
I didn't need it, but that's nice. Thank
that's
you.
That's nice. So you're just being cordial.
Right. It's being polite.
Because it's your fans.
Yeah.
And they're classy.
Very.
And they need you in their life.
Yeah.
So he writes back because now he's feeling real good because he's not a creep in her eyes now. He's won. How that ain't my style. Laugh my ass off. Cool, cool. I live in New Rochelle. Things are moving along. You guys live near each other. I'm a fucking matchmaker right here. My name is Mike. She didn't ask his name, but fuck it, whatever. My name is Mike. I like basketball. My name is Mike. I'm 26. So now he's giving the age too. He's just hoping something else will connect.
Take me back to age, sex, location.
ASL, AOL chat rooms. A lot of you people got freaky on those. If you live around there, I'd love to get a drink or something with you. No response out of any of these, by the way. Here's my Snapchat. If you want to message me, so he's saying that because the Instagram format might be a little overwhelming for you.
Right. Right. If I want to snap back and forth,
yeah,
and see his dick pics, then
he could go just snap.
Right.
I like his logic. So what did he do wrong here?
He tried.
Well, so after the name and you said whatever, what if there's something he could have said that could have made this better just for anyone out there that
he
wants to do this?
Stopped at my name is Mike and waited for me to respond. He just gave me a lot of info really fast. We're not on OkCupid.
So he blew his wad.
He did.
All right. Is that my last? That's my last one, right, Cheryl?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So here's what we're gonna do real quick. I want Lux to talk to the men out there. Lux gets a lot of penis picked. It's not cool. Okay. So stop doing that.
Stop doing dick pics.
And if you do, give them pointers on how they should do it.
Fine. If you're gonna send me a dick pic, stop doing it.
No ashy meat. Coconut oil.
My nude photos online look nice. I take care of my body. And I feel like if you want me to look shinier than you, you should look shinier.
It's only common courtesy. All right, tell men how to take a proper selfie because you keep saying they have fat throats.
They do, because when I take a selfie, I take probably like 50 selfies. And this is, I'm breaking girl code right now. Sorry, ladies. Mm-hmm. We take a lot of selfies, and then we send you the best few that we just took.
How many on average?
I'll take like at least 10 to get a good one.
Holy shit.
That's
a whole day.
Like, we're really trying here. We're getting all the good angles. We want to look at you. Now, when I ask a guy that I'm actually interested in to send me a selfie, he's clearly playing video games. And he's like, if he goes, click send. That's it. He doesn't look up. Just click send. And I get this angle, this weird double chin, I haven't shaved all week angle.
So that's what they need to do. Men need to try.
Bring it up here, give me light. I need light on your face.
So if a man is taking the proper selfies, he's using the proper coconut oil on his meat, how does he properly talk to you? What has to happen? Is a DM a smart move?
With
age, sex, location?
Hey. You have to start off with hey.
Hey.
If they're coming at me, it's about photos.
Uh-huh.
I think, your photos are great, and how's your day going? I'm way more likely to respond to that than any of those.
That's invaluable information. It's really, clap it up. Lux Suicide, everybody. She was amazing. Give it up for her. I'm going to bring, is James around? Where's James? You right there, brother? I'm going to bring James back up. Thank you so much for coming out. James is going to close it out for us. We appreciate it.
I'm gonna keep it going for Lux Suicide, Dr. Carlisle.